Country 102.5, 11 a.m. with Cruiser. You could win Country 102.5 street party tickets, where one of the artists you will see is Rachel Womack, who is our guest co-host today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about your life a little bit here. You're very engaged.
Yes. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, when is it happening? And you are a master planner, it sounds.
Yes, well, okay. My mom is like an amazing organized planner of a woman. So she's helped out so much. We're getting married down in Muscle Shoals, my hometown down in Alabama, and getting married in August. So it's coming up 3 months away.
That's wild.
Yep. And we just got engaged about a month ago. And so and being from a small town, like mom was really good friends with our florist, so naturally we are using them, and they're really amazing. David Christopher, shout out. And dad is friends with our caterer.
Oh my gosh.
So it just kind of came together really, really easily.
That's amazing and so small town.
I know.
That's pretty cool. Your fiance. Is it hard to like have this? I mean, obviously you're in love with him and all that. Mm-hmm. Does it get rough having to be on the road and do your job? Because you probably don't get to see him as often when you're heavy on the travel.
Noah is in school at Trevecca Nazarene University down in Nashville, and he will graduate in December. So it's kind of worked out, actually, because we met bartending together in Nashville before I got my deal. And so he knew me, you know, before any of this stuff happened, before any songs were out. And I'm kind of glad that we met before because, you know, he like knows me.
The real you.
Yes.
Not that there's a fake you now, but he came on that journey with you then.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's something that's really special.
Is he a normal person? Is he in Nashville? Is he looking for a country, like music kind of thing?
Well, it's actually with all my travel, it's been pretty easy that he's in school is what I was going to say. Because, you know, he's in his senior year and y'all know it's just buckle down time for him. So he didn't have a girlfriend just like always like spend time with me.
You could hit the books because you had to be doing your thing.
Yes, and he's very dedicated to his schoolwork, so I'm very proud of him. But he is a music lover, and he's studying worship arts, so he wants to be a music pastor at a church.
Oh, cool.
And but he loves blues music. He likes country, but he loves blues. So like Stevie Ray Vaughan is like his hero.
He's a god when it comes to that.
Yes, yes. So it's good to, you know, spend my life with someone who loves music, but he's not
in the business doing. With you.
Yeah, and for me, I couldn't do that with someone because I'd be too competitive. So
that would be
so
bad.
So it's good that you know he's doing his own thing and he's very, very supportive. And
are you gonna have any famous people singing at your wedding? That's such a
If
you could, who would it
be? She's famous to me. Singing at my wedding is my friend Mackenzie Lockhart, and she's an amazing artist. She's out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and she lived in Nashville for a little while, but she does a solo project. She's really, really amazing, but I don't know. I mean, Mackenzie is always who I wanted to play at my wedding.
So you have your dream wedding.
I grew up listening to her, yes, and she's awesome. So y'all, shout out, Kins.
Lots of shout outs going on around here.
Yes.
Let's play this song right now. For you and your fiance getting married in August, Thomas Rhett, Marry Me.
She wants to. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.